the Northwest region, has particularly high levels of unemployment. And we haven't been able to attract the investment, particularly, you know, if you compare ourselves with Belfast in recent years. So we have a particular issue here in the Northwest, and we feel that we should have interventions in order to contribute to the economy more effectively. So we were fairly robust in our submission to the department. And I think, you know, we need to ensure that we just don't cut across the board, and we need to think of wealth creation as opposed to just cut for the sake of fitting into to the budgetary austerity measures.
Now, we know that the business case for McGee has gone to Minister Ferry and to the Department of Finance as well. Chamber contributed in no small part to that particular business case and indeed to the one plan which underpins it. Do you believe that there's enough in that case and in that plan to make the department sit up and take notice?
It's a very strong business case. It was submitted in two phases. And it has been analysed quite extensively with the business community and indeed all of the stakeholders within ILEX and Derry City Council and indeed the university itself. We believe the case has been made for Northern Ireland to increase its higher education provision. You know, Northern Ireland is a very small place, and our biggest resource in Northern Ireland is our people. And if we underinvest in the skills of our people, then we can't expect to compete competitively in a global market. So it's imperative that the government gets that message loud and clear and gets it from right across Northern Ireland that higher education and indeed further education skills is our asset. It's the asset that we sell to the world. And in order to market this small region and indeed, you know, the Northwest and Derry, we see ourselves in the context of the wider Northwest region, including Donegal. And if we can develop our assets, which is the people, it will have a knock-on effect for the wider economy as well.
And speaking of that cross-border element, cross-border collaboration, very predominant in the A5 with Enda Kenny making positive noises recently about revisiting the moratorium on the Irish government's contribution to that. You're making it very clear in your pre-budget submission, A5 and A6 remain absolutely vital.
Absolutely vital. Access to and from the region for all of the business sectors is very, very important, particularly when we're trying to grow our tourism sector. The tourism sector is probably the one growing sector across the region. And it's important that we have access and good road infrastructure. A6 is particularly important as a key economic route between ourselves and Belfast, the two principal cities in Northern Ireland, and the road network is an absolute disgrace. And, you know, we have been waiting on investment in our university for 50 years, and we've done the same with our road network. And it's just time now for the leadership within government to sit up and listen to the people of this region.